I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I tried several times in the late 90s and early 2000s to go to Cuba. Twice, my visa request fell on deaf ears at the Cuban interest section in Washington. But then in 2004, no explanation, I was granted a visa to travel as a journalist to the island. The man on the ground, my fixer, who helped introduce me to a mix of Cubans, was Yuro Leyva Lopez. He's a musician and a photographer and a child of the revolution. His grandfather was a revolutionary, so was his dad. Yuro himself was so compelling, he became a subject of my reporting, and we've stayed in touch since then. Yuro is part of the generation of Cubans known as the Lost Generation, the ones who came of age after the fall of the Soviet Union and the loss of all those Russian oil for sugar subsidies. Here's Yuro in 2004 in Havana, giving me his alternate name for the Lost Generation.
The ones that did not leave. We are not a large group of Cubans who decided to stay in Cuba, having the talents to make a living and have a better life out of Cuba.
The ones who did not leave. Yuro Leyva Lopez joins me now from his home in Madrid, in Spain. So you are part of the ones who did leave, Yuro, ultimately. Remind me what year that was.
I left the island in 2007. I guess the waiting went too long for me. And I saw that youth and that spirit of fight and of survivor inside the island a little bit lost.
And when you say the waiting, there was too much waiting. What were you waiting for?
I was waiting exactly for what's happening right now, what it looks like is happening right now. I always hoped that in a certain point, the United States and Cuban's government will realize how awkward and how pointless the policy on the embargo and the auto-embargo was not going to work for any of the people. At the end, governments are supposed to be there for the good of the people, for the good of Cuban and the United States people. And that wasn't happening.
I know this has been a bumpy year for you. You've got a kid, but your partner has been ill, so you've been juggling the child rearing and your own work as a photographer and musician. And then your mother also left Cuba this year to join you in Spain and help out. So I'm just curious, what went through your mind when you heard of the new normalization of relations between the U.S. and Cuba? What did you think?
It was received at first as a good news. But for a lot of Cubans like me, for my mother, for a lot of Cubans, it's a sweet and sour news.
And why sour?
First of all, it's a late news. And we both know that a news, no matter how good it is, if it comes late, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I do feel great about the new generation who's going to be satisfied and is going to be pleased from this new approach between the United States and Cuba. But then I also think about how many Cubans from my generation and before lost a lot and left a lot behind and had to leave the island, had to fight to get to a certain point in life to have a better life. No?
Like what? What did you leave behind?
I left everything behind, my friends, my career, my family. I even had to sell my house. And as you remember, I had a beautiful home on the beach there.
Fantastic home. We went swimming in the Caribbean together just outside
exactly.
Your house. Unbelievable.
Exactly. I mean, regret in a certain point that I had to sell my house, that I had to leave. A house that I was working on for my entire life. It was the closest thing for me as home. And I had to leave everything behind. So as much as I worked and as much as I sacrificed, it didn't work. It just got to the point of what I always call the seawall. You know, there was always a wall to no matter how much you work, how much you accomplish, you were always going to have that wall there, you know.
The fact that you had to sell the family house just outside Havana, how big a moment was that for you in terms of your connection to Cuba? Was it like burning the last bridge to home?
Almost. I have a bigger bridge that keeps me very close to Cuba and very close to my people, which is my culture.
Does it help, Yuro, that a lot of like-minded Cubans like you have done the same thing? They've left the island and a lot of them have landed in Madrid. I mean, do you talk about these things?
We do. Actually, in general, the feeling is a feeling of happiness. You know, it's a feeling of, at last, we're looking, at least we didn't go as, you know, my grandparents, for example, they didn't see this happen. You know, they died and didn't see this happen. So at least we saw it. It's like sometimes you thought that you would never see this happen, you know, that this game between governments and between the powers was going to be played forever. And now at least there's a sense of happiness that, you know, we were there when this happened, you know?
So will you go back to Cuba? Do you think for many Cubans who left, is it too late to go back and start over?
Yeah, for a lot of Cubans, it is late. I mean, like, for example, me, I have a family here. I have my son. My son is Spanish. I'm pretty sure that a lot of Cubans have the same sense. A lot of Cubans are looking at this as an opportunity to go back and start over again, you know, and I respect that. But you have to remember, there's also another huge blockade. There's another huge embargo, which is the embargo that the Cuban government does to the Cubans. And that's another embargo that needs to be ended. When Cubans will have the opportunity of doing a real, real free trading without having to pay huge taxes on it, when Cubans will have the opportunity of investing real money in Cuba, not just a few thousands, but millions, these Cubans need to have the opportunity to do something better, capitalistically speaking, inside Cuba. And for that, we need to end the Cuban embargo for the Cubans.
Yuro Leyva López, thank you so much. Great to speak with you again.
Always a great pleasure talking to you, Marco.
That was Yuro Leyva López, who I worked with more than 10 years ago in Havana. He's a son of a Cuban revolutionary. He now lives in Madrid.